It's here and now. The recent near drowning of R&B singer Usher's son has put the focus again on pool drains. In 2007, we spoke with Nancy Baker, daughter-in-law of former Secretary of State James Baker. Her young daughter became stuck on a private hot tub pool drain and drowned. Nancy then spearheaded a move to get federal legislation requiring drain covers in public pools. But then last week, we heard this very disturbing 911 call from Usher's Atlanta home.
My nephew was in the pool, and he went. I couldn't get him in. I couldn't get him. I tried to get him, and they got him out now doing CPR on him.
Okay, stay with me, okay?
Usher's son's aunt, and she couldn't pull the child off the pool drain because pool drains can have 500 pounds of suction. Luckily, two workers in the house were able to free him and do CPR, and he survived. But at least 29 children died or were seriously injured from 2008 to 2012 when they were trapped or eviscerated by the powerful force of public and private pool drains. So what happened to that law that Nancy Baker worked for? It was named after her daughter, the Virginia Graham Baker Law. And what can homeowners do even beyond the law? Alan Korn is executive director of Abby's Hope. That's a nonprofit dedicated to pool safety. Alan, welcome.
Good afternoon.
And we have some difficult conversation here. Your group was founded in honor of six-year-old Abby Taylor, who also died in a pool accident in 2007. Now, this will be very, very difficult to hear, but you feel people should to let them know just what can happen here. So can you tell us briefly what happened to Abby?
Yeah, well, the vast majority of Americans and pool owners and operators don't realize how dangerous the bottom of a pool can be. This was a wading pool in just a few inches of water. There was a missing drain cover, similar to the Usher case. She sat down on the drain and was eviscerated. Yeah. That's a medical term, and it's kind of disturbing. Sorry to get a little specific here, but her insides were pulled out of her body through her rectum. And, of course, she didn't survive. That's very difficult to survive that kind of injury.
Just terrible. And we've heard of other cases like this. But then Abby's parents, Katie and Scott, just like the Baker family, they pushed for laws, in this case for state laws in Minnesota. And there was the national law brought about by the Bakers and others' push. And so talk about what came from these terrible, terrible tragedies. Talk about this national law, which just applies to public pools. But it's not just a cover that's required on these drains. There's also mechanisms to cut off the suction.
That's right. It only applies to public pools, but Congress defined public pools as to be almost any pool but the ones in your backyard. So any pool you go out to, either at a YMCA or a country club, a community pool in your area, it needs to comply with the Virginia Graham Baker Pool and Spa Safety Act, which does many things. But the two things that you mentioned were, number one, is change out the dangerous drain covers, which usually are flat and flush to the bottom of the pool, and replace them with a domed-shaped cover at the bottom of the pool. And it's those anti-entrapment drain covers now required that prevent that seal to happen when a child, or an adult for that matter, sits down or gets near the drain. It also requires, in some cases, a secondary layer of protection, an automatic shutoff that allows the pool to detect the suction and shut the pool off automatically.
Yeah. By the way, we're hearing that it applies to different kinds of drains. I mean, pools have multiple drains. So how do you know if it's working well in your area? I mean, is there an inspection you can ask for? And how well do we know they are working in public pools?
Well, we haven't seen an entrapment in a public pool since the passage of the law. So we think these safety devices are working. In other words, you're engineering the safety out of the danger out of the pool with safety mechanisms. That's what you want to do. There's another layer here with educating parents about what to look for at any pool. I often say, Robin, that the physics of a pool are no different in a public pool as they are in a private pool. In fact, they're exactly the same. Same type of dangers. So when you get to a pool, you want to make, residential or otherwise, make sure that there's the first, that the drain cover is there. Second, that it's the right kind of drain cover, an anti-entrapment drain cover. And third, it's always good, there's a little behavior here and tell your children and all swimmers to stay away from drains.
Well, this is
very,
so,
very dangerous.
It's so difficult because in the case of Usher's child, he was going to retrieve a toy. And, of course, toys will be pulled towards the drain in the pool because anything will be pulled towards it because of the suction. But talk more about the private pools. You say check and ask your neighbors, let's say, if you're going over to your neighbor's pool. But what we're discovering is that, first of all, a lot of residents don't know about this in their private pools, despite all the news a few years ago. And even if you have a drain cover, you can have, for instance, a faulty screw holding it because they get rusty. So talk more about what private pool owners can do.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, if you think about a pool, the sun is shining all day, ultraviolet rays, there's chlorine and other chemicals. Over time, even a good drain cover can become loose. The rails can rust, as you noticed, as you mentioned. The cleaning mechanisms that sweep the bottom of the pool can bump into the drain. So it's not only important to make sure you have the right type of drain cover, which could have been the case in Usher's in the scenario in Atlanta, but also that that drain cover is installed properly, and that is done through regular checks of your pool. Hopefully, your pool service company will know enough about this to be able to, one, change out a dangerous drain cover, and number two, put in a good one, even if it's not required by the law, as in a private pool.
Yeah, in a public pool. How much does it cost to get a drain cover?
Less than $100.
Yeah.
So this is not an expensive fix at all, like a smoke alarm or a carbon monoxide detector.
Yeah. And do you think, does your organization think that it should be the law that private pools, backyard pools, have these drain covers or even a cutoff?
Well, why wouldn't there be? I think the municipalities, state legislators should now be replicating what happened in the federal legislation for public pools in private pools. Very simple. They can basically steal the law and just change the venue by which these requirements are needed. It's no different. You have a car seat for your car. You have a smoke alarm in your home. Many states have carbon monoxide detector laws for use. Why not have this type of safety device at the bottom of the pool?
Yeah. And again, as we said, this is a very, very difficult conversation. But should this horrific thing happen to you, we understand that you will not be able to, you more than likely will not be able to pull someone off the drain because of the suction. But if you can somehow wedge your hands in and break the suction, that's the best way to do it.
Yeah, it's almost a peeling of the body. You hate to even talk about it, but you kind of wedge your hand and peel the body instead of pulling like you would naturally try to do. In the Usher case, a lot of things worked to save that kid. Now, unfortunately, the bottom of the pool was dangerous, but there was a CPR call. There was active supervision, and there were two people there who knew CPR at the time to be able to save the kid poolside. So you had the 911 call. Good supervision and CPR. So all those things work together to help save that child's life.
Thankfully. Alan Korn, Executive Director of Abby's Hope, an organization dedicated to pool safety. Alan, thanks so much.
My pleasure.
And again, a difficult topic, but always good information.
And we've got a link to Abby's Hope at our website, hereandnow.org. Some tips for parents and for kids on there. Latest news is next, Here and Now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from Eton, offering the American Red Cross radio line, a portable solar-powered radio with cell phone charger and flashlight for emergencies or travel, now at Best Buy. And Olin College of Engineering, working to revolutionize engineering education at olin.edu.